is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Everybody, it is Jennifer, March 19th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door episode number 203. And we are living the dystopian future. How are you guys doing tonight?
Collecting my bottle caps. Yeah.
I'm doing all right, guys.
All right. Glad you're here. Everyone else is doing
keep
okay.
Those deliveries because my wife keeps ordering from Amazon and everywhere else. So I'm going to need my FedEx running.
While they still remain open, apparently. But before we get into that, tonight's going to be a little bit different. I don't know if you know this or not. I mean, we're still going to do our normal shit, but being that there's one topic that's kind of taken over everything, let's make a podcast. The end. We're going to make a podcast. No, let's make a podcast so that in the future, if this is the only time this happens for the next 30 years, people will know exactly what kind of state we're all in. Or if this is the first time that it happens for the next, and it happens 100 times in the next 30 years, this is the first time it has happened. Because we're living in strange times. So let's tell our kids that are going to be like, I don't know, 30 years from now, when this happens again, what it's like for us in the world right now. Which might be a little weird, because they don't know the baseline of where we're at. But you know what I mean? Let's just describe how shit's going down. Because weird stuff's happening. Weird shit that has never happened before is happening. And I'm curious to get your guys' reactions to everything. You know what I'm saying, yo?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. So, what I find really weird is, kid, I know you don't drive yet, or you're not driving because you got robot cars.
That's true.
But as I'm driving through the lonesome city of Osseo right now, ain't nobody in the streets.
Ain't nobody anywhere, man.
It's a fucking ghost town.
That's true.
I drive down the street, but the weird thing is, everybody meets you at the door when you're delivering their package. I don't know why. It's like, don't you know there's a quarantine going on? Like, you're not supposed to be answering your goddamn door.
Maybe they don't want you bringing that shit inside. They're like, stay outside.
I don't know.
What do you think this is, California? We don't have that. Quarantine.
Not yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah, our numbers are the exact same numbers as everybody else in the world, so it's not like we're any special. We're just further away from the epicenters. So.
Give it 20-ish days, and we'll be where Italy is right now.
Well, I mean,
so
that's the problem. That's what we're doing this for, right? To try to stop it from happening.
So. They have a way older population.
That's true, and they're much more tightly compacted. But that doesn't mean once it gets there in the compacted areas, it won't do the exact same thing. So
true.
None of us are experts, unfortunately.
So when you're delivering your packages, when you're all uppercase G, and there's nobody on the road, it's okay.
You think he's gonna fall in your footsteps? Because drones will be doing all the delivery by the time.
No. It'll be one lone man, and that man, and Orin's gonna grow up to be like the postman from fucking the movie The Postman. He will wander the wastelands delivering mail.
This gives me a great idea. All right, so for the next, I don't know, however many days or weeks that this whatever we're calling it, quarantine.
It's a virus.
Scourge. So we're in a scourge of a virus, right? I think every time we podcast, we should watch like a end of the world apocalyptic movie. Like the same movie for the next 8 weeks, every week, and give our reaction on how we feel that movie relates to last week or the week previous. This is a fucking great idea. I'm telling you.
Everything's ever watching the same movie every week.
It's an apocalypse.
Like, I've been alive for many years, and I still like go like, I've seen that movie. I think I'm going to try one I haven't seen, you know.
Dude, Dave's. Right. Back me up here. I got two people shaking their heads.
I've also been inundating myself with positive stuff. But that's just me.
We could, like, it could be like World War Z. It could
that
be
is
like
not a positive movie.
It could be fucking Mad Max, one of the Mad Max movies. What else? Give me
I will
pandemic.
Say the best thing about one of the best things, looking for silver linings here, is the internet memes have been on point with a lot of this shit.
Dude.
That's true.
So, yes, yeah, so, and I've thought about that a lot. Like, you know how it used to take, like, a week, 2 weeks, a month for a meme would happen, and then a meme would evolve? And then eventually you'd be like, I don't really get the joke of that. And you'd be like, oh, you had to look at this original meme to kind of get the joke. Now memes are evolving so fast because everyone has nothing to do. The memes are evolving so quickly.
Maybe the memes are driving the virus, and that's why they're evolving so quick and taking care of people.
Right.
No, but let's just take a step back real quick. I mean, I love your idea, Adam. But let's take a step back and let everybody know where we're at. What is going on in the world? Things are starting to shut down like crazy, right? Like, stores, most stores are closed. Grocery stores and stuff and like, pharmacies have reduced hours. Like, nothing is open. Nobody's going anywhere.
I honestly think it's a matter of days before we're all quarantined.
Okay, Professor White, why do you say that?
Well, aren't they quarantining like 7 million people in San Francisco area, Bay Area?
Well, California just ordered, as of tonight, it's not shelter in place, but it's just kind of a stay-at-home rule.
Yeah, so what is their actual policy? Because quarantine is, as we said before, is a legal definition, meaning you cannot leave. Right. If they request that you stay at home, that's completely different than saying somebody's quarantined, you know?
Right. It's so the California executive order, and this is what was also in San Francisco, is a stay-at-home order. So you're supposed to stay at home except for essential needs. If you have essential needs like grocery shopping, medicine, a required doctor visit, then they're saying, okay, go, get out.
So there's nobody enforcing this shit. You can be out doing whatever you want, and that's what I mean. That's why I hate the term quarantine, because it's so it's such a weird connotation to it.
And then they've also put in a curfew, so no one out after I think like it was like 9 or 10 p.m.
I don't understand why. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I think that's because they're
shutting down all the stores during that time frame anyway. So why would you need to go out? I think
to go for a fucking run.
No, it's because kids and young adults were not taking any of it seriously and going out and like partying and saying like, fuck this social distancing shit. I think that's why. And so they said, well, don't go out then.
So kids normally have
not like kids from my perspective, old man kids, aka people that are under 30.
That brings up a whole new like weird thing. Like, I'm not sure how I think of that. I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, Clearwater Beach, Florida, this week, right? Big spring break place. Everybody's showing up, and you know, they're interviewing these kids and like, I don't give a fuck if I have corona.
Yeah,
I'm here to party, drink, get drunk. Sure. They're shutting down all the bars on us, but we're just gonna get drunk as much as we can.
Okay, that's kind of their right. So,
yeah. No, it is. But at the same time, they're also endangering.
Yeah, it's like this rite of smoking in a restaurant.
Right.
You know?
Wait, who are they endangering other than themselves?
The people that they come in contact with.
Which is who?
Like grocer who's got a brother, who's got a mother, who's got a father, who's got a, and then the whole chain of people that they could.
I know, but what you're advocating for is almost martial law here, which is not something I'm willing to do.
Hey, I didn't advocate for shit. I just answered your question.
Yeah, but that's my point. Is that what we're saying? Is that where we want to go with it?
I don't know. But I do know why. The reason why they chose to do it is because people being reckless endangers others. And that's why, you know, because we have a connected society. If you go out.
Kids!
Yeah, Ryan is the old
truth. It's true.
Hey, I'm not advocating or anything. I'm just stating facts,
you
man.
You are totally advocating. Don't even pretend
man,
like
fucking Rage Against the Machine is like, fuck this guy.
Oh, this guy right here.
He can't ever hear Rage anymore.
He can listen to it, but he can't hear it.
See, right. You gotta eat the machine changes over time. You gotta know what the machine
is. Yeah, as an old man, you're a fucking boomer now.
Guess what? The machine is the people telling you what to do, always. Anyways, so yeah, that's what's going on. His shit is closed. Nobody's really working. I mean, there's a few people. Adam's going to work.
I'm going to work.
Dave's going to work. Nobody else is going to work. Kids aren't in school. Kids probably won't be in school for the rest of the year, which this stuff has never happened, like, ever. Disneyland has shut down. It has happened, like, 3 times for 1 day in the entire history of Disney. It's just theaters are shut down. This is all going to have super ramifications on our society, and that stuff we can kind of... It'd be interesting to look and see where that goes, you know?
Today I found out that if martial law does occur, I will have a writ of passage that allows me to travel under non-quarantine conditions.
What the fuck are you talking about? Speak in English.
No!
You know you don't.
FedEx negotiated this like years and years ago.
I actually suspect something like that would be true. Like
he walks up and he holds his arm and he has the big FedEx tattoo and he's and they're all like, he bears the mark. Let him pass.
Right. Hannah's work colleague, her husband's a truck driver, and he's had to fill out paperwork this week that would allow him to travel overnight, drive overnight, and travel to different states and that kind of thing. If it were to get that far.
Hannah's what?
Work colleague's husband.
Which Hannah? Okay. Your wife or your work wife? Which Hannah?
That's up to you. You decide.
No, I asked you a fact and you just said something.
Right. Yes, you.
No, my wife, Hannah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, your wife, Hannah, at home or your work wife, Hannah. Like, there's too much shit.
Too many Hannahs.
But in our front, it's interesting that a lot of who's the
Governor Walz,
the House that said we're going to start releasing movies like in $30 or $20. You rent them for 48 hours or whatever.
NBC Universal.
Yeah, NBC Universal. Instead of releasing to the theater, they're going to have some shit come out, and does this illuminate a new norm for the future? People working from home more, does this illuminate a new norm for the future? People not shaking hands, does this illuminate a new norm for the future? You know, these are weird things that, if it happens for a few months, can very easily shift a society in a weird way.
Right. So,
it's a good question. Yeah,
I don't fucking share my pen anymore. They don't let us.
It all comes down to FedEx.
Right.
Really don't.
The key is don't share your fucking pen. That's the takeaway here.
Don't share your pen.
Because I'm going to take your pen, I'm going to put it in my mouth, right. I'm going to spit all over it.
Like, yeah, what if kids grow up and they don't know how to do anything because they can't go outside?
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying. And
they're all, like, weak into, like, they don't know how to build things anymore because their hands don't work.
But will people...
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, because going outside and getting dirty and playing with stuff and building things, that's, like, a certain thing, you know?
Well, that's why
I'm still under the belief that this is going to pass.
Of course it will pass, but if it passed two months from now... Does that
2 months from now is nothing in the... I mean, it will be something everybody remembers for a long time, but 2 months in 10 years will be a small fraction of our next 10 years.
No. What I'm saying is, if 2 months directs your society down the left path, when it passes in 2 months, what things on that left path do you just keep on the left path because it's easy? You know,
or oh, sure.
Instead of self-correcting to whatever you want. Because our society exists in weird rules. 40-hour work week is a weird rule that we made up for some fucking reason, right? It's not actual. It could be 60. It could be 20. We just decided 40 is good enough. Or,
40, right.
But what if that changed because of this? Or what if it was like, if you can work from home from now on, do this? You know what I mean? There's these weird things that come up.
I think that's right, actually. I think there'll be a lingering effect for the behavior people have. Like, one, people will hear, hey, it's okay to go out, but there'll be some people that'll be like, you know what, I'm gonna give it a little more time. I don't mind this self-quarantining or social distancing, whatever you call it, and they'll linger. And so then companies who cater to those people, delivery, movies, streaming, whatever the fuck, all those people will have a lingering increase. So I think you're right on that count, that people are going to linger in some of these ways. Now, hopefully another thing will happen is the government's looking at things like UBI-ish type proposals, and maybe that will like crack the...
Oh, God, Ryan.
No, I'm serious, though. Yeah. Maybe that'll crack the sort of like, they'll realize, hey, we did this, we figured out how to pay for it, everybody liked it, and it helped. And it allowed us to weather a difficult situation. So it actually, I could see some of those policies probably not immediately coming into play, but they might become more popular in like the next election cycle or something. They might sound like normal-ish ideas rather than like way crazy progressive super left. Well, not even left, but crazy ideas. They just straight crazy. They might be like, oh, that. Actually, I can see how that is helpful.
That's a good point, because like McConnell's, his stimulus package says $1,200 per person. He's a douchebag Republican who is one of the most hated Republicans, who is saying UBI for $1,200 a month for people to help them through this. And if that helped, is that something that might stay, to Ryan's credit? I think that's what he's saying, is if people are saying, wow, this really works and we can pay for it, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And when you look at shit like, I can't pay for my testing or something, would that push more kind of universal health coverage into the... Because it's already on the periphery. Does this push it further into the world as we know it or so? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's cool things to think about.
So, do you think Andrew Yang, since he got pissed off because he didn't get too far in the presidency election, that he created this...
Yang... Where is Yang's ancestors from? Follow
Korea?
Follow the money, Adam. And the virus back.
Oh shit, you're right. He's very resolute. Resolute desk.
Resolute desk.
England.
Yes. France. Boom. France. Right. And remember, you know, who also was in England? That movie with Jackie Chan.
Mm. True.
And where is Jackie Chan from? China. Boom, we solved it.
Definitely.
Follow it. Like little things that I could see changing instantly is stores that open, they open at 7. From 7 to 8, it is older people and people who are, you know, like pregnant and possibly like, you know, have illnesses and stuff like that. Because a lot of stores are doing that. Grocery stores are saying like from 7 to 8. We are open. People that are, you know, like...
Cripple time.
Yeah, basically, like, you know, are in a certain category. Basically, that's their shopping time. We're having it there. We're having that special time. So they're, like, you know, like, more able-bodied people aren't busting in there and making it so, like, they're not able to get stuff. I can see that. That's, like, not a bad thing. The thing
kind
that I...
started
like,
that, yeah.
Yeah, but movie thing, that, like, affects me directly, and I hate it so much.
What's that, movie theater being closed or what?
Yeah, fuck that shit, dude. I like, are people just like, I'm gonna, like, they should reward, they should like want, like when movies are back coming out, they should come out and be like, oh man, come back to the theater. I'll be like, we'll do all this great stuff for you, man. We'll give you a hamburger, we'll go bring you a hamburger to your seat. We'll do all kinds of great stuff to get you back in the theater, because theaters were already trying real hard to keep you there.
Yeah, so let's say like, under this model, the companies are making more money than when they released the theater. Do they say, fuck, we don't need theaters anymore, and do theaters go under, and like airlines are going to get destroyed by this? Do they cut back on the number of fucking shit they have? I could see things being phased out that aren't really super used anymore, and it would suck, but I can see it happening.
Like, if they nationalize the airlines, I think I'd be okay with it.
Interesting. Socialist pig. Well, tell me why.
Well, just because, I mean, then they could keep the flights, like, down to a certain, regulate a lot of things. It's like, because that's always the flight thing. It's like, fight over all these prices and stuff. Sure. Like, that helps drive prices down and stuff like that. Always. But I think... it would be a way to, you would like, wouldn't have to, because the bailing out of any industry, you have to put the stuff in there. Like, if, you know, he said today, it's all like, I'd be okay with them not using it for stock buybacks, but it's like, you wouldn't have stock buybacks anymore if you needed to bail out a nationalized air thing. And then it's like, think about it, you could mobilize stuff so fast, a lot faster. It's like, okay, cool. We need to move a lot of material from point A to point B. We have all these planes. We can just make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like what he said, we're not a shipping clerk. It's like, you could literally be a shipping clerk and move things.
He's also an idiot. That's just him trying to push the buck around. Like, I'm not in charge of getting you supplies. You're the fucking federal government. Yes, you are.
Wait, what was this? Is a press conference or something?
Know. Governors were saying, hey, we can't get these essential supplies, masks and fucking all this other shit. And he said, we're not shipping clerks. Do it yourselves, basically. Like, it's
who said that?
Fucking
Trump.
You're president, man.
You're president.
He ain't my president.
you were mostly on his side for the longest of everyone.
Oh, I was entertained by him the most.
As you should be. It's very entertaining, the stupid shit he
But he was so that is weird. Like, the government, he never takes responsibility for shit. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, it's sad.
But yeah, hopefully we get it. We need more tests, because that's part of also getting out of this situation, is understanding where we're at. Like, how do you change policies until you have a good view of where you're at? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unlike on an efficiency business line. So they say all these people work from home, right? What if companies then go like, well, guess what? We don't really need as many people as we have. Yeah. So these people that are working from home, guess what? Like, well, guess what? Eliminate that job. It's like the job that we were having in the office that we had 8 people doing. We noticed that it could be done with 5 people.
But how would they notice that? Because most people are like working from home or something. You're right. It is entirely possible. Yes.
Well, and if it does happen, it's true then. Yes. And those people could get fired and they didn't need them. And so then that would make that company more efficient.
And also, people that work home, if they're not wearing pants while working, man, Adam deserves hazard pay. If you got to go outside and wear pants. I don't want to wear pants.
You don't have to, man. If you can lobby.
I literally do.
I wear pants, but I wear workout pants because I've said this isn't what
I'm doing. No, like, I literally have to wear pants just because, like.
Yeah, you get cut like, and shit and stuff.
Stuff is going to slice through stuff. Yes. Yeah, and then burn. Yes.
I can't help
it. But I don't want to.
Well, you.
So basically, I'm using all this. Like, basically, there's a lot of people that can work from home. So I've decided to make a list of everyone who's working from home and then say, like, hey, how far, and figure out exactly where they live and say, like, well, they effectively got a raise. Because they don't have to spend money on gas. And then I'm going to say, I need more money because I have to go to work.
Hey, that's within your rights. I don't begrudge you that. Right. Just sounds like somebody who doesn't want to go to work and is going to work. No, I'm just kidding.
nobody really wants to go to work.
No, that's like, why people are interested. Nope. But Ryan,
like, I love work, but it's just there's now not as much work as I like. When I work, I want to just get to work and just bust ass and work. There's just not a lot.
Right, could cause layoffs. Because, like, Ryan got in just under the weather. Because there's that weird statistic that said every day there's, like, there usually is 500 unemployment applications. And now there's 2,000 an hour.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
It's like a 40 time. No, more than that.
Wait a minute,
like,
Ryan, man, you still don't got a job, Ryan? Like, you can roll through any place and they'll hire anyone. I think you're just too picky.
Hey, Ryan, FedEx is hiring.
Okay. We'll look into that.
But maybe Dave's right. Maybe people get laid off, and then they slowly bring people back, but they don't bring in everybody back, and that takes, you know, I don't know. We're looking at weird shit happening is all I'm saying. Yeah, but Adam will be fine. Once he graduates, he'll be fine.
But I do like he passed down his delivery genetics to Arn. It's like Arn is like, one day he's just going to be like 15. He's like, Dad, I must travel. He's like, oh, you want to travel the world? Go to, like, you know, Europe or Asia? It's like, no. I must travel with things and bring those things to people.
To one specific location and then, over and over.
And then come back.
Yeah.
That kid is smart.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. There was a little bit of rice left at the Asian store today, just so you guys know. So get your rice while you can.
Oh, but were they actually running low or no?
Yeah. So they're, you could tell the stock's super low, and their big 25-pound bags are limited, and those are pretty low too. Like, usually they have like 8 pallets. They were down to half a pallet. And it was funny. I went there. I was going to get rice anyways, so I just got a bigger rice. And I felt bad. I felt like a tool getting just rice. So, because they'll be like, oh, he's just getting rice because everyone else is. So I got 2 cans of black beans too. I was like, this is how I like my rice, with 2 cans of black beans.
Hey.
They never saw through it, I'm sure.
I'm not here to judge.
That's funny. Yeah, I got that 25-pound bag. It's pretty great. I busted into it. It's pretty tasty.
Yeah, like that
you
is something
too. You busted into it already?
Mm-hmm. Like shopping habits, like,
yeah,
like, what are they
busting into it already? Stores are still open.
Like, they'll have a, you know, like, here's a, like, buy one thing of toilet paper, man. Stop, like, because hoarding, toilet paper is made in the United States, the toilet paper we buy, or Mexico. It's not like we're in the country or that we are not running low on toilet paper. We
it's
have
a
enough
for item.
We have a lot of fucking toilet paper. It's just everyone's scared and. Plus, fucking jump into the fucking shower if you poop yourself a little bit.
Well, there are kind of annoying things. Like, we can't find baby wipes. Luckily, we still have some, but we can't find them. So I'm like, all right, guys, you better start potty training right now. Because you're going to piss through your pants, your underwear a lot.
Yeah, you can buy diapers. How about those? They're probably still
good. Like, the first time we couldn't find the right size, but we found a second size. But those are the weird things. Like, I don't know. It kind of illuminates our... The same thing with when I went to CVS today to pick up an inhaler, just because I never use an inhaler, but if for some reason I got it and I needed it, it's nice to have it. And there was like 8 people working at the pharmacy, which usually there's like 2, and all of them were just kind of like, all you heard was, we don't have that. I'm sorry, it's back ordered. We don't have that as back ordered because all the medication comes from overseas. So it might illuminate like a huge, like, strategic problem we have for the, like, we're always talking about strategic oil reserves, but what about when your population needs basic medicine to survive or something? It's weird we don't think of that stuff.
But hey, yeah, I think it points out weaknesses in the capitalist mantra, which is the invisible hand. You know, it just makes everything right. It's just perfect. You know, like, just let it work, do its thing. Cut all the regulations, it'll be fine, because the invisible hand solves all problems.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of solves all problems when things are running smoothly, and if you don't care about poor people and stuff like that, you know, if you don't care about the environment. But also doesn't deal well with situations where the profit motive, like in order to make this work, you know, you gotta... It's weird because we need... People need help, and nobody has a profit motive to help them. You know, the people that need food and don't have it because they lost their job, there is no profit motive to help them.
God's your profit motive.
God is not... He's anti-capitalism. Doesn't like God.
No, because if then you get currency in heaven, man. That's the ultimate.
Oh, is that the currency in heaven is where it's at, Brian?
Yeah. That actually kind of makes sense, but yeah, you know what I'm saying, though.
I do. Yes, that's the problem with a lot of nonprofits have is like you're banking on mostly charity. Like you are. You're basing tax write-offs and charity is what you're banking on. So, I mean, it'd be weird though. Let's say like it kind of illuminates how much it would impact if tomorrow China was like, you know what? Your president keeps calling this a Chinese virus, keeps making fun of us. We're not going to go to war with you, but all our trade is suspended. We're not trading with you anymore. We're not shipping anything to you. We're not sending anything to you. Fuck you guys. Now, they wouldn't do that because they make as much money off the us as we do on them. But if they did, right, that'd be like an economic war. Like, you know, the restaurant war is all over again. Wait, those haven't happened yet.
Taco Bell's where they survive. So fuck all of you who didn't put Taco Bell as number one
that's
restaurant.
That's right.
Well, look, I put it number one, actually, so I'm good.
But I did not put it number one.
You're screwed.
I do think that this some of the stuff we're doing now and doing poorly now and doing well now is could help us, too, in the next step. So countries that get through this well are going to, like, turn on the gas quick and start correcting and start accelerating.
South Korea, man, they fucking crushed it.
Yeah, I do think so. I think the countries that are that come out of it with less pain will be able to start revving up faster.
Oh, I see.
And because they rev up faster, they get an advantage over countries that are lingering, you know what I mean?
I thought you were talking about, like, companies that will learn from this and change course. Because I have less hope for that. after sitting through that, I think I told you guys last week, but after sitting through that thing with Hennepin County, where they said in 2006 we all came together, and all the agencies came together to create a pandemic because that was influenza or avian flu, I think it was 2006.
Yep,
and
SARS.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that. We're gonna create a plan so that we know what to do if it hits one of our shelters, so we can all join together and figure out which do's. And then I was like, so where's that plan? They're like, well, we came together to start that plan, and it never really went anywhere. That was 15 fucking years ago. So in the moment, people are like, we need to do better in the future. Kind of like, I don't know, like anything. Like, you lose motivation to do better, like work out or eat better. Like, by February, nobody's in the gym anymore. Like, I could see our government being like, we're going to change things. We're going to make things more in America. And then, like, a year goes by and nobody cares anymore until the next one hits.
Yeah, there might be enough outrage to linger, especially, so right now I think we're in the honeymoon period, meaning
we're all sitting in bed together.
No, it's like, it's just watching shows and hanging out and talking about how bare shelves are.
Nobody's
bored. when people's cash runs out,
yep,
and they can't buy food, and when food that or some essential items become unavailable to a large population, then that's when it gets scary.
Yeah,
so
that's when you should have a gun in your house.
But
you didn't even,
maybe
you didn't even list the one that's going to break the world is when the internet goes out, because that's what people start rioting.
Yes.
Not true. I don't even know what you'd do.
See? You'd riot in the streets for no reason.
Like, let's say I had my you just wouldn't know what's going on, and we're so used to having a clue. You know what I mean?
Oh, but when actually we have a clue of what the media wants us to have a clue of. Maybe we'd be able to get our own knowledge that would be passed down from 15 different sources and would be completely wrong.
Yeah, we'd be like, yeah, Donald Trump's dead. He got killed by a giant squid from China.
Mike Pence was actually an alien in disguise and has taken over.
China.
Yeah.
We could only be so lucky.
But I think this is an example. I think Trump was an example of how fragile democracy is and susceptible to certain techniques. And I think this coronavirus pandemic is an example of how capitalism is fragile, and that it doesn't solve certain problems that can occur. It doesn't help people, and you can see that's true when it gets pushed into a corner.
These fucking socialist guys on this podcast.
It's the fucking truth, baby. That's all I'm saying.
Let me give you the conspiracy theory that's out there you might not have heard yet, all right?
Okay.
This virus actually has a 50-50 mortality rate, but the government doesn't want you panicking, so they're only saying it's like 2-3% for people that are healthy. And then when it actually starts hitting, I mean, you don't die right away, but even if you survive the initial wave, you die like a year later. So once you get it, you're basically dead. You got a 50-50 chance, so, but they don't want you to riot or panic. So they're basically just saying it's nothing, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I just love conspiracy theories because they're so stupid. Until they're right.
Until they're right, yes.
Yes, they are.
And I mean, if you throw enough darts, you're going to hit something.
Yeah.
Butt darts. So back to my everybody watched the same movie for 8 weeks.
They have that. So they have Netflix Party Extension for Google Chrome.
Yeah, let's not gloss over that. It's kind of cool. It's the first I've heard of it. And it's new, isn't it? Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you just glossed over it like it's a thing.
Okay, yes. So this thing is an extension for Google Chrome. You know Google Chrome, right, Ryan?
I do. Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure. I don't know what you've been doing.
I'm out of work for like 4 days, but I still remember how stuff works.
Stuff works, okay. Yes. So basically what you do is it's like a chat room. It's like you click it and it starts a movie. Everyone that gets in the thing, everyone locks into Netflix and it syncs everyone's Netflix together so that a movie starts exactly at the same time across everyone's thing, and then you could just sit there and chat. It is just text chat right now.
Like an AOL chat room.
Chat room.
And while you watch the movie. So it's kind while of you like watch the movie. MST3K through chat.
Chat, yes.
And you said it syncs the movie too?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's actually cool. The syncing the movie is actually kind of handy because otherwise you get off by a little bit and people are like, and then you're like, wait,
And it's weird. Just before I heard this, I was thinking it would be kind of cool if people were out of work to do this with movies we like, but sit there and talk about it, almost like a new podcast where you just kind of riff on a movie or talk as you watch a movie. But nobody's out of work yet. So everyone's still kind of working just from home.
Right.
I mean, other than you. Sorry, Ryan. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, buddy.
Oh, that's fine. I love being out of work.
So, yeah, what I thought of today.
I wish the kids were in school, though.
Hey, this one's for you, Leo and Jim.
No more sexy time with Amber.
No, he just wants people out away from him.
I actually am kind of it's pretty much an antisocial introvert thing in that at work, I was essentially by myself.
It was downtime.
Plugging into work into my computer, just working, and at home, like people are all about.
It is completely normal for somebody to say, "I need to go to work to get away from my family for a little while." I love them, but every minute of every day is going to be hard. Which actually brings up an interesting question for you two, because I think you're the only two who have kids at home all the time. Orin's still in daycare or no?
Yep, he's still in daycare.
Griffin's still in daycare.
Yep.
So it's just you two. You got your kids at home all day long.
Yep.
It feels like they're there a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, because it's all the time.
But it is great. There are good times, but it's more like it's like that when you get a turn off for a bit. You turn off in certain situations. Like let's say you're in a business meeting, you turn on and you have to be your professional self. When you're with your kids, you got to be your dad's self and pay attention. And it's all good stuff. Both of them I'm cool with. But there's also the no one's around self where you're just like, I'm done. I don't fucking care what anybody thinks, you know.
Pants off.
Pants off, you know, whatever. And it's good. That's a recharging time for some people.
A good analogy is like, you know, you love your family, but once a week you want to leave on a Tuesday night, and when your friends tell you you can't do that, you get kind of crabby. I understand.
Ooh, whoa.
It's true. I got crabby.
And did it work out?
No.
I actually thought we should talk about Roll 20. I actually thought it was a pretty good piece of software, and it worked pretty well. I'm not going to say like, I'm not comparing it with the real life thing, but it was pretty good. And I think, to me, actually a takeaway there would be, one, I think electronic character sheets are cool. But I think if, like, people were sick or something or had some, like, let's say, like, Griffin was sick and you're like, I can't come. And we're like, we can come to your house. And you're like, no. But then we said, well, we can play online. You might say, like, all right. Because that's happened, you know.
Sure.
Kids got sick and it just doesn't work, but maybe it would work to do it remotely. So I think it's cool to have that as an option. And having explored it, it seems more possible.
Yes, I think the setup time is like, you know, I guess you'd have to practice with everything to get going on it, but the setup seems still a little off. It's like, it's almost there, it's just not there. Like, it's like if we, it should be something that Ryan should have been working on, you know, since Tuesday, and like would have came up with a version of it that was really great.
It's true. It's all Ryan's fault.
Like, what have you been doing, Ryan?
I've been doing different stuff.
You know what I noticed, yeah, just, though? I was keeping track of time, and like I noticed combat was a little faster. Not sure why. Maybe because we were all first level and didn't have any options, but combat seemed faster. Just because you could see the board, you knew when it was your turn, and you just did it. Or maybe people were more engaged because, you know, it was the first time.
That's the one thing I think they need to improve on is the, like, tracking. Like, being able to track rounds and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that bad. I mean, maybe it probably wasn't perfect, but I bet you get used to it and you don't even notice it.
I mean, I had a notebook off to the side that I was writing things down on. So, you know, just to kind of not lose track of things. You know, we played a pre-made adventure, so stuff was right there and readable for me to pull over. You can do your own campaigns, and, you know, the first thing you do if you don't even... the first thing you'll have is just a blank map. You can draw on that map. You can do whatever you want. So you know, even if it is just walking in cold and you know, you just use your notes and you're just freehand drawing the map, you can do that.
Sure.
But I think
it doesn't replace in person. Just in person is just so much better for me.
It doesn't, but it was worth a shot.
It was a good alternative.
I think in person is better from more of a social perspective, but like I might think that it was faster from a gameplay perspective, because one was, you know, when everybody's rolling and stuff like that, it's kind of hard to keep track, and some of that stuff was automated, where as soon as you click your initiative, it shows you show up on the list in the right order. As soon as you click Burning Hands, it rolls and shows Burning Hands, and it's not so much, there's a little intermediate steps of like getting your dice, gathering them, rolling them, counting them up, seeing the right dice, and like that stuff's faster. I think it's faster. But socially, you know, you only got one face to look. You can't, like, if we had wider cameras and multiple monitors, it could be straight up superior, you know, but socially it's not as good. You don't get the same stuff.
It'd be nice if we could just put all the video on one monitor and then put the board on another monitor.
Right, like it's the interface. Basically, if you could break everything out, like if you want the dice roller, boom, and you just move it to wherever you want. Everything you could just break out and break apart the pieces and stuff like that. I want the map on one monitor here. I want all the characters. I want the video over here on my other monitor and stuff like
you
that.
You could so keep your character sheet up 100% of the time instead of floating.
That's what I did. I put the character sheet on my other monitor.
I put the character sheet over here, but I wanted to put the camera stuff over here too.
I understand. And you know, it's early. They might eventually allow you to do that better. So,
well, we could actually do that pretty easily just by using Discord instead.
Yeah,
like now we have them, all of us, on another monitor.
Sure, I would like, if I was streaming something like that, I would still have an issue with it. It wouldn't work very well for me. Like, I can't put people on Discord and put their videos in weird spots, you know.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, I can't put it all on one screen if I'm streaming. I need to stream on one screen, basically.
Can't you just, like, put it on the screen and, like, shrink it in the corner and then... Booyah.
Yeah.
It's on one screen.
It'd be, like, a little small in the corner, is what you're saying?
Oh, then you can hit the maximize. Oh, the maximize only maximizes the full screen. Yeah. I see. Oh, what is that?
That was weird.
It's possible. So I don't know.
Yeah, you break out your character sheet, right? Throw it over here, right? But then if you zoom in on the map over here, it zoomed in on your character sheet.
Yeah, that was frustrating.
Yeah, that was annoying too.
Because I wanted to like change the size of my character sheet while keeping the map exactly the same size. Yeah. So it was just a couple of weird things. I was like, well, why would you do that? Why would you let me break it out?
Well, these are the good things like to send feedback for, actually. And they probably get this feedback and they probably work on their product. And that's pretty cool. I did notice as soon as we got the extension, like somebody hosted us. I don't know who it was, but it seemed like one of the companies that makes it or something hosted us for part of the game.
Yeah, that's super cool.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't, it was only a few people in the chat, but it was interesting.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah. Well, why would you notice? I mean,
yeah,
you'd have to be in my chat to notice. So, but there was a few times where I would answer questions for them. They would say stuff like, yeah.
And you're so, like, yeah. Hey, yeah. What's up?
But to talk a little bit more about, I don't know. I thought it was fun. I thought it was interesting. It was a good experience. I would like to hang out with my friends more, but you know, that's just me. But let's talk about movies and stuff. What movies are coming out? None? All production is shut down for TV shows, movies, everything is shut down.
Yeah.
See, I wonder if they can bring out the AI generated like actors and shit, like put a bunch of money into that. I could see that. That'd be pretty cool. Where like people don't have to touch because it's all just like animation.
Right. So yeah, what, because whatever, remember we never saw like whatever Bloodshot because of whatever, that's coming out too on Friday, tomorrow. Hmm. Like, you can watch it.
Is it like $20 though, or what's the?
Yep, $20. Yep.
See, $20 is great if you have a room full of friends that would normally go, but I'm not going to pay $20 to watch Bloodshot. But if if two of us were in the room or three of us were in the room, yeah, I'd watch Bloodshot for $20.
So if they allowed a Netflix party, right?
Yeah.
$20, and then you first person is $20. Each additional person is $5. You know, I could be all right with that.
But I'd say cap it at like five people or whatever.
Yeah, you can even cap it if you want to. That'd be fine. Yeah. No, that'd be fine too. And then, because, yeah, four people's $40 or something like that. That's
which is cool. $10 a person.
It's $10 a person. It's about the same. But that's what I mean. It's going to be weird if this gets to, if that, they're like, wow, these made a lot of money. Let's do this instead. Mm-hmm. Because people are more likely to sit at home and do kind of, what do you call it? Just impulse purchases of what are we doing? I don't know. Bloodshot came out. You want to watch it for $20? Sure. Instead of go to the theater and pay that.
Right.
And then they don't get the full ticket price. And I worry about theaters after all that. You know, I really do, honestly.
And yeah, but they gouge you on candy and shit.
That's how they stay open.
But the thing is, they don't have to gouge you because you don't. They don't make you go in like, welcome to the theater. Right. You have to buy your overpriced shit. Guess what? That's where you stop at the gas station and get a Monster Energy drink to begin with. I get like shit because it tastes good to me, and $10 is
shit
not
tastes good to you? That's gross.
But you're right. It's not like it has a minimum drink order, two drink minimum or something. You just if you don't want to buy it, don't buy it.
Quesadilla because quesadilla tastes good. And it's fun, like
Bosco Stitz? Why not?
They don't have those anymore.
I don't know if it'll work. Maybe this would be the time for, like, you pay, like, something like, you know, like a subscription to your movie theater or something like that. Again, maybe this works, but it's an individualized thing. It's like, I don't know, because what do you think you see a year? 20 movies? 25 movies? Like, if you paid a monthly subscription to a movie, the movie theater, it was like, you're going to pay $45 for the, you know, a month to go to the movie theater. And then it's like, it's a thing. It's like, ooh, only certain people come in because it's not anyone can come into the movie theater anymore. It's we've already paid your thing. Your seat's already going to be there. Like, you know, it's ready.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's a good point. Like, what are the winners of this whole thing? Like, streaming services, I think, are going to win.
Yeah,
Amazon is going to win.
I think, you know, if they do go to more video on demand, it's the movie production companies that are going to be a win. Instead of getting a percentage of ticket sales, now they're getting all the ticket sales.
Yep. Grocery stores are probably going to set all new profit records as people buy everything they can.
So, did anyone watch any of the behind the scenes on how, like, The Mandalorian was made? Okay, so originally, what it is they have it's not a green screen. It's basically, it's a green thing, but what they're doing is, like, they're having the cameras projecting a bunch of stuff onto the screen. And
super HD res screens.
Right, so basically, like, 99% of those, like, shots that where they're walking around and stuff are not real at all. Like, they might have a couple foreground things to make it, like, you know, they interact with it and stuff like that, but it's all, like, projected at the time they're doing it, and then they can move the camera wherever it wants, so then the CG and stuff that's going to be behind them, like, moves in a realistic way. Is that something that's going to have to happen in order to cut costs down, in order to make streaming more efficient and stuff like that, so they can, like, it's interesting what they're like, because technology finds a lot of ways to do shit, like those guys in Italy who came up with, like, 3D printed, with Adam should have been on this stuff, 3D printed a part for $1 that costs $11,000 from the manufacturer. It's a little valve.
I did read that.
And these guys, and these guys in Ireland just 3D printed a ventilator, basically, that they've submitted their designs directly to the Irish government to say, like, hey, man, if people need to, like, mass produce ventilators, we made this ventilator out of, like, we can make them relatively quickly.
And cheap.
But right. where did we start here?
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, like, how things are going to have to evolve, like, like, in order to keep costs down. Because basically, in order to recoup, you know, $250 million movie, you got to have it huge, and it's got to have to go everywhere, and everyone's got to see it in order to make all that money back. If you stream it, how do you, like, get the same thing by cutting the costs down? So, it's interesting.
Yeah, I guess if a bunch of content creators went out of business, there'd still probably be way too much content.
You could be in 24-hour, 7-day actual quarantine for months and not get through all the content that's being created.
Right. So I mean, I guess that might be, like the positive view would be, like, let's say it does hurt things, but it hurts some content just isn't sustainable, so it gets pruned down to a smaller amount of content creation. But it's still a lot, and it's still good. You know, like, that wouldn't be a terrible, like, outcome. I mean, I don't think. You know?
Yeah. No, I think that's just going to keep growing, though, because people, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's happening? That's what we're kind of talking about. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think? Like, one thing that was really weird is, what day is it today? Thursday? Yesterday. Thursday, yep. It was Wednesday. I went for my normal run, but I went outside. I haven't been outside in a while. It was a little chilly. Not bad, but a little chilly. I think I passed maybe 8 or 9 people. Every single one way off to the side as I passed, like, way off to the side. And it was kind of a little like, I mean, I understand I'm running by you and exhaling, but it was a weird feeling, you know? Like I'm not, but I could be plague-like, but I don't think I'm plague-like.
Yeah, well, maybe they're protecting you.
Maybe. But either way, it's a weird thing for people. I don't know. Like I said, man, when the machines come, this is how they do it. They just got to say there's a virus, everybody goes into their house and self-quarantines, and meanwhile, the machines are taking over the world.
Oh, okay. Well, here's a pop culture thing that, it's similar to that. It's like, the creator of The Walking Dead, you know, the comics are now done and whatever they're doing in the shows and stuff. He finally, you know, said, like, in my head, this is what it's good. This is what it was actually going. What it is basically, it is they dropped aliens dropped spores onto the planet to basically infect the world, and basically it's a slow takeover of the entire world because they know it would basically just kill everyone and stuff because they just wanted our water, and it's all like, why threaten, you know, like, now they can just go in there and just take water and stuff like that. It was interesting. And he's like, it was just something I had in my head. Like, I'm never going to write it or anything. And I was like, I thought that was interesting. I was like,
the aliens just wanted water, so what did they do?
They basically infected everyone on Earth with spores. First person dies, you know, because in the Walking Dead universe, everyone is infected and will become a zombie at some point in time. If you die of old age, you come back as a zombie. If you're bitten by a zombie, basically you just die and come back as a zombie faster. So basically they're just eliminating the population to have zero threat so that they can come in at any point in time and take water. They just did it before they ever got here. They sent, like, you know, scout ships, dropped a bunch of stuff on there, lets the population kill itself, and then they show up and take our resources.
Yeah, my whole point of, like, how people are reacting is, I think the latest figure said that, like, 15 to 44-year-olds, it's, like, 0.5% mortality rate, so 1 in 200 people that of our age that gets it will die, which sucks and is a big number. I think, to me, it's a big number. Some people are like, 1 in 200, that's not bad. Fucking line up 200 people you know and say you got to kill one. It's kind of a bitch thing. The over 64, it's like 5%, which is fucking ridiculous. Imagine if something came along that had even like a 10%, like a 15%. How much different would people be acting? Like, yeah, they might have a gun in your face when you come to the door at them and say, don't get near me.
I was actually thinking, I wonder if part of why we're doing stuff about this at all is because a lot of people that hold power are old people. Like, old rich people, like old rich, like empowered people say, like, yeah, let's go ahead and fucking shut this bitch down. You know what I mean? Like, presidents of companies, you know, Congress people and, you know, government officials, a lot of them are old. And
yes,
yep. No, they have power. They're all old.
I think there's one that's not, and I don't. She's that one girl.
Like, imagine if it was only the young, or let's say it's only the middle aged, like people that are like 25 to 35. They're the ones that have the worst situation. I wonder if the people be like, well, you know, those 25-year-olds probably should just be careful. You know what I mean? And then the fucking old guys are out at the bar, like drinking their fucking whiskeys and old fashions and saying like, fuck their shit, we want to get drunk.
Yeah, I thought I was cynical. Jeez, look at this guy. Right here.
Yeah, baby. I'm cynical. I think money is the root of all evil, baby. You gotta recognize a solution that doesn't revolve around
that's
money.
That's why you want to give everybody money? To make them evil?
Oh, no, to make...
No, yes, if you give everyone money, they're all equally evil, so then, but if everyone's evil, then no one is evil.
There yes. They are. I don't know how that exactly works logically, but I think it's perfect.
If everyone's evil, nobody's evil. But then no one's also good. Ah,
so,
shit.
So everyone's evil. Right. Yeah, so I don't know. What else we got? I don't got a whole lot tonight because this has been everything that I've but obviously this has been the thing we're talking about. This has been my job, 90% of my fucking job for the last week.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I agree. So in Minecraft, I was telling Adam a little bit before this. Basically, you know, there's a lot of countries that censor whatever they're going to censor, journalists, stuff like that. Basically, they created a giant library in there. And as of now, like, Minecraft isn't censored on in these countries. So basically, you can go into Minecraft, go into the server, and then go into this gigantic library and go and read the journal, go and read the papers and stuff like that that the people are writing in it. It's pretty cool. So it's just like they made a giant library of censored journalism.
That's interesting. It reminds me of
Alexandretta.
Well, no, I think it was actually, but it might have been somebody on Joe Rogan's podcast where their whole point is that they reproduce the classic works that happened during the Enlightenment and just translate them into other languages and just bring them to countries like that didn't go through an Enlightenment, like Iran and Iraq and Syria. And so they just translate them into like Arabic and leave them there. And that's technically against the law in their countries, but they do it anyways, just to get people exposed to these ideas of self-government and self, you know, instead of the state and all this other
stuff.
It's interesting.
I mean, it's cool what people are doing. Like, because we were talking about this today at work. It's just like, think about like people that were looking forward to things like prom or graduation.
Yeah.
Is that there?
No.
No?
No, they're done. Mm. It's done. I mean,
You've been going like, you know, like say this was so important to you. Like, you know, you got to school and you're like, oh man, you know, prom is going to be great. Graduation is going to be great.
Yeah.
It's like that such an important thing. How does that like temper your whole entire life from that point forward?
I mean, yeah.
It can.
We have no idea. You're right. It can.
Yeah.
I know it's hard. Hard for Mike, for June, for example. Like Leo's not so much because he's not as social. I guess he's not as
he's introverted like his dad.
Yeah, maybe. But it's his age mostly. But June likes to play soccer. She likes to go to school and see her friends. She likes all that stuff. So she was really upset when she couldn't go to school.
I think a lot of people are, because school is an outlet and release. And not to even mention the people where, like, going to school is the is the better alternative than being at home because they live in such a shitty world.
Like like imagine
abusive parents and stuff. So just being able to go to school, like, can you imagine? That's like their nightmare. You have to stay home with that kid, with that parent who just got fired because he got laid off. Oh, God.
Like, how are the eye rolls, Ryan?
She gave us some hard eye rolls. It's not been too bad.
It hasn't been too bad. Like, I'm just wondering. It's like, you know, she just, like, you say something, and she just, like, you can hear them just, like, cranking so hard over her.
She can roll pretty well.
How old is Jim now?
She's 10.
Yeah, so one of our friends, I don't know if you guys know our friend Derek, but he, his kids, she's turning 12 this week, and, like, she can't have a birthday party, and that is, like, for somebody who's social, and, like, that is devastating. That you're, especially when you're 12 and female, everything is devastating, and then like, that shit sucks, and it's gonna be forever. I mean, nobody's probably gonna come to the boys' birthday party in April, but at least they are too young to care.
Right.
Yeah.
What's interesting for June is that she's been popping on, like, Facebook Messenger type things, doing, like, FaceTime with her friends and stuff.
Ooh, I don't know.
Which,
that's what our fucking wives are talking about doing now. Did you get all this?
Their happy hour thing.
Yeah.
I actually think it's pretty healthy in a way to, like, itch that being social, you know, scratch that being social itch by connecting through the internet. I think it's cool. There's something.
I agree. And actually, that's part of the reason I was bringing up the whole how things will change. Will this be a norm? Hey, we can't get together, so maybe once a month we all get together virtually and we just have wine and talk about our shows and stuff. And maybe every Thursday we have a podcast and talk about it.
It sounds fine to me, man. I'm okay with it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I think it's truly the apocalypse, because the other day Joe was like listening to Joe Rogan.
It's the apocalypse.
And I think she's really bored because she's working from home. And she called me this morning and she's like, do you know that milk that we have? I think it's bad. Like, you called me about milk.
Good story, honey. Maybe you should pour it out. Or I guess you could drink it. Your choice.
Can I get back to my fucking job now? Or you want to tell me about the meat that we have?
Saving lives out here, Joy. Stop fucking calling me.
Essential supplies are being delivered.
I am a intricate cog in the logistics.
You are.
It's true. It's true.
You are a cog.
What are your guys' feelings on the potential bailouts here? Like, the ones I've seen are
1,000 each.
Like, 1,200 each for that. Some student, like, 10,000 a student loan cancellation. Unemployment extensions and immediate instead of waiting.
New York said that I can't remember how many it was, but they said basically home loans and rent, boom, basically it skips a month.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen that from some credit cards too. Like, don't worry about making your payment this month. You can pay more interest next month. It'll be fine.
Right.
Like, thanks, credit card.
But it's funny. It's always like, it's like, hey, people, man, how much does it cost you to become a socialist? $1,000.
$1,000 a month. It is, like, that's all over the internet. Like, hey, when you get your check, you motherfucking Republicans, don't cash it because you were against it.
Yeah. That's true. Well, the internet's run by a bunch of Bernie bros, which is great.
But what I did like today, speaking of Bernie, though, is I did like, he didn't give a fuck about the way he looked. He just said, we got to fucking fix this shit. We got to fix the pandemic. Like, guess what? If I'll drop out, that's totally fucking cool, man. If that's the way it happened. But guess what? I will give all my information. I will say, I will do whatever I have to do to fix what we get. And, like, that is the kind of person, that is just the person you would want in charge to say, like, I don't care the way I look. I just want to fix this fucking problem.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. Unfortunately.
Looks like he's ramping down.
Oh, yeah. Corn Pop's got it in the bag at this point, unfortunately, which is very sad. I mean, Tulsi just dropped out and endorsed him because she saw the writing on the wall, too. And I know what you're thinking. Wait, she was still running?
I know. I was confused when I saw that. I was like, I thought it was just down to the two of them. Okay.
No, she was technically still running. But, and she's as far away from him as you can get, which is...
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. Endorse is Hawaii. The way of saying I give up and I would rather have him than Trump. Yeah. I don't think many people hate Biden, actually.
No.
Which is sad that's I mean, he's not horrible. He's just not great.
He's not Bernie, and he's not Andrew Yang.
He's fine. He's too conservative for me. He's taking a small step where I think we need big leaps. As a person, yeah, he lost his son. I think he lost his son or his daughter or something. He's been through a lot of shit. He has more character than the fucking douchebag that's currently in charge. But still, I don't think that makes him the best qualified. I still, you know, whatever. Whatever. Bernie 2028, because if Biden wins, he's going to reelect. And then, yeah, okay. Bernie, stay alive, baby. Take some stem cells. Get some fucking Joe Rogan extra long life shit going on, because we need you in 8 years.
Yeah. It would be cool if all of a sudden he just, like, 4 years, he, like, looks younger.
Looks younger somehow.
And then 4 years later, he looks younger and younger. He's basically fucking going backwards. He's, oh, man. He's just like, hey, what's up? I'm back. How old are you? And he's like, I don't know, like 100.
Yeah. How about late night shows? I've been enjoying the late night shows. It's just fucking eerie. Like
Conan is fucking.
Oh, you mean without the people laughing in the background?
Yeah, I mean, Conan's been doing it, like the first one he did from his bathtub. Yep. John Oliver was good, but it's so weird without the laughter. You know, it's just being deadpan delivered. And you're laughing at home, or you're not laughing, but you realize that there's a weird place that you would normally hear laughter, but you would normally not be laughing, so there's no laughter.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, I think they should throw some laugh tracks in. I think it would make the show better.
It's so ugly, though.
I don't care. I would prefer laugh. They should, even if they had an option, turn laugh tracks on, turn them off. That's fine with me. I would turn them on.
That's the new future Ryan wants right there. Yeah. It's like a different audio stream. He's like, oh, I want to watch this with in Spanish. I want to watch it with a laugh track. I want to watch it with subtitles.
English with a Spanish laugh track. It's like, a Japanese laugh track.
See, I think that's great. I would love that.
Yeah.
Japanese have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Actually, you could farm that out, actually. Like, imagine you wanted organic laughter. Imagine there's people out of work, and you said, we will pay you. You know, actually, no. Volunteer, and you can be on the live stream of John Oliver, and it's going to be stop and go, but you'll have a video view of it, and we'll connect to your microphone. Uh-huh. I could see it.
Uh-huh. And you know what you'd have? Ha 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 ha. Yeah, right there, baby. Fuck me. Right there.
Baba booey, baba booey, baba
booey. I think they'd have software that filters that out. You know, it would work just fine.
You mean a dump button?
I look forward to the person that wants to get through the algorithm. I'm like, ha ha, fuck me. Ha ha, fuck me. Ha ha, fuck me.
There would be some fun stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's unprecedented times. Things that have never happened again, or have never happened before, and we get to live through them. Give me a nervous. Like, how nervous are you guys? On a level of like 1 to 10, 10 being like, I'm gonna lock my doors and get my guns loaded. To 1 being like, I'm gonna live my life as usual. Where are you at? Like, honestly, how are you feeling? I'll go first. I'm around a 3. Because...
Wait, what? We got to get the scale again, because it's 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Weird.
1 being life's normal. 10 being I'm gonna lock my doors and get a gun and nobody can come in. I know. I'm at a 4. I'm at a 4, because I'm not doing shit like visiting my mom like I normally would do, but I am still going out for runs. I would still be going to the gym. I would just be skipping the sauna, so stuff like that. But we're not going out to eat anymore. You know, that kind of stuff kind of sucks. Ryan canceled Tuesday on us, so yeah, I'm about a 4.
Wasn't Ryan? It was. Oh wait, Ryan canceled Tuesday.
It was funny.
I set my Adam trap.
I was actually gonna say I don't think I'm gonna come.
You did the night before, remember?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I talked to you about that, but then I was about to send the text, and then a flurry of texts flew by, and
that's why Ryan was mysteriously silent through most of it. He's like,
"Well, I said Howard Johnson's right, thereby agreeing with everyone." It was very calculated, and also it's kind of funny. Anybody? I'm looking at
it. It was all right. What movie is that from, Ryan?
That is from that one movie with Mongo and shit like that. The Blazing Saddles.
All right. It's just like, no, that's just the thing that other people say.
I learned that. I don't never knew, but now I actually can imagine the scene where all the people going, Howard Johnson's right. I agree with Mr. Johnson.
Right.
Oh, if we could make movies like that again.
Hedy Lamarr. That's Hedley.
Hedley. I think I'm probably right around a 4 as well. Since Joy's immunosuppressed, a lot of the outdoor activities fall on me. So I've got to go shopping, got to go get all the stuff. And I have this whole regimen now where as soon as I walk in the door, I have to go take a shower, wash my clothes, and get everything nice and clean, shaved up.
You just got home from a hard day's work. She's not ready with the delousing powder or anything.
Pretty close.
Yeah, because I was thinking about this when I went to the store today. I was like, okay, so I go to the store, I pick up my rice. Let's say there is coronavirus on the top of my rice where it can live on plastic for 2 days or something like that.
72 hours.
So I pick it up, I bring it to my car, I put it down. I get my key out. It's all over my hands. I get my key out. I put it in my ignition. It's now in my car on my key. I get home. I take off my coat. It's now on my coat. I go and wash my hands. It's on the faucet of my hands. But my hands are now clean.
Right?
It's like a losing battle, but you do what you can against a losing battle, I guess.
So we went to the grocery store. Orin and I went to the grocery store. And the whole time I'm like, don't touch anything. Stop touching stuff. Don't touch anything.
Yeah,
Amy, that doesn't work.
She won't even bring the kids anywhere. She's like, no, they don't need to go because they're going to touch everything. They're going to lick the floor like they usually do.
I mean, it is, but actually one of the cleaner places should be the grocery store now.
Yeah, you don't know about that.
Should be. I said should be.
It's also the place where everybody goes to get their food when they're being infected.
That's the problem. That's why I went to the Richie Rich place.
That's a good start, I guess.
Because all the lowlifes can't go to the Richie Rich place all the time. No, I don't know.
Yeah, that's tricky. I hear what you're saying there. I think about that too.
And then Joy's like, oh, she's got a slight a cough right now, cold, just a seasonal cold. And she's like, can you find some NyQuil? I'm like, right.
You might be able to find something. You got to find one, though. I found some children's ibuprofen today just to have extra on hand. But, yeah. The big losers of this is my wife, who works from home now, and every, hour has to deal with me going upstairs and say, can you check me for coronavirus? Because one of the main symptoms is inability to arouse.
That's pretty good.
That's funny.
I like it. I haven't taken enough advantage of that.
Sure. I mean, it just gets—you just get to be rejected more. I mean,
I suppose. I haven't taken advantage of the joke, not the successful. Yeah, I went to the pet store today because we needed to get.
You're supposed to eat that dog. Everybody knows that.
No, this is for the guinea pigs, which they're just
eat the guinea pigs.
I've had a guinea pig before. It was not good.
You've tasted guinea pig?
Mm-hmm.
It's a delicacy.
In Peru, I had it. It's gross. Oh, yeah, too oily.
It matters how you cook it, dude. We'll cook it.
I'm just saying it's not my preferred meat. They don't have a lot of meat on them. It's not worth eating for the pain it would cause my family.
when you're done with the guinea pigs, we'll just cook them up for you.
Right. But anyways, I was thinking about the same thing of people touching this and that and everything and the transferring, and I got disinfectant wipes and hand sanitizer in my car. I've had hand sanitizer in my car for 5 years now.
It is no longer good.
That shit is bad.
It's fine. It's just alcohol. But so I'm just saying, I've always had it in there, and I use it. But it is. I could see that changing things too. You could design the grocery store, retail shopping. A lot of that stuff could be designed with transferring disease considerations in mind, right? That whole chain of getting something could be made pretty safe from that perspective. It's not now. I mean, it's probably actually pretty safe. Like, I don't freak out about it super bad, but there's a chance. You know, always a chance the rice bag has been touched. But you could make it really safe, and I could see stores, especially if this is prolonged, like putting in protocols and then sharing them and explaining to their customers how it's safe and like using that to get more customers, you know what I mean? Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, what about the rest of you?
I'm like a 4. I'm not super worried. I'm more annoyed than anything. Like, annoyances, like...
What are you
I'm
annoyed like, at?
That we didn't get together the other day. That's what he's annoyed about.
Well, I'm mostly annoyed that, like, I think everything was going pretty great, man. Everything was fun. It's like I had, like, a nice routine of things that I like to do. I like to go to this. I like to go to that. Life was pretty easy. It's like I don't think I wanted for all that much. I didn't aspire to go outside of my means. I didn't say like, you know, like I gotta be the richest person around, I gotta be this, I gotta be that. I lived life and I thought it was fun and nice and good, but then all of a sudden this stupid shit comes and fucks it all up.
But what is it that is fucking up for you? Like what are you running into?
I want to be able to at any point in time go do something that I want to do. Like, I want to go, like, hey, man, it's like, we can play Legos at home, but guess what? You know what's fun? We like to go to Legoland. Yeah, ooh, okay. We can just go and do that.
Sure.
Some and it was like, let's go do this.
Yeah.
Like, we used to be able to just be like, hey, man, let's go play at the park. Let's anytime. And we just go like, ah, cool, let's go do this. Let's go drive down to the fucking gigantic, the largest candy store in the thing, because it was like, it was a fun thing to do. Let's do anything. Let's go to movies. Hey, anyone want a movie? Cool, let's go do that.
Yeah.
Like, and it's fucking up, like, all the things I want to do because
yeah, I know. And I think that will only last for a few weeks until they hopefully get the curve down a bit, and then people will say, do that stuff, just be careful, and that way when you do get it, you know, the hospital's there if you need it,
right? But what's gonna happen is like Adam can't come. Well Adam will never be able to go. Because
why do you say that?
Because you literally are, like you say, like you have to go and do all this stuff because of Joy. Until it's taken care of, you're not going to want to put people at risk. So Adam can't go. Adam couldn't go before.
Well, of all the people here, I am the highest risk person.
Probably.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, highest risk exposure, I would say.
Yeah.
You mean your family has a...
No, I have the highest exposure rate.
Oh, I see. So you're protecting us, is what you're saying.
Well, there's that as well.
He ain't saying that. I need to say
protect. It never went through his mind that he's protecting us.
But that's the thing that would make the most sense as an explanation for. But anyways, whatever. I get what you're saying. You are exposed because you're out and about, going door to door and shit like that. I'm fine.
But yeah, so it's that stuff that it's the annoyances like that, like. You know, I'm fine coming home and stuff like that and limiting my exposure to stuff. I wash my hands a shit ton at work. I wear rubber gloves all the time when dealing with things. So, like, I limit my stuff. I have plenty of PPE stuff at work, you know.
You got PPE at work?
Yeah. Like, more people come through the door, you know, at work. They ask them a series of questions. They take their temperature and stuff like that. So our risk is mitigated like a lot. Like
condoms PPE, or something.
Like personal protective equipment. What condoms would fit into personal protective equipment. So, like, I'm not worried about that stuff because, like, they take it, you know, we're pretty precautious on that stuff. We have that because we have had to deal with people that are, you know, immunosuppressed. And like before, like, you had to go to the hospital to work on something. They'd be like, you have to fucking gown up, dude. You have to, like, cover everything up to go and help this person out. And you're like, all right, we'll just do it. But
now it's
so I'm not worried about it. It's just, when it basically, I guess it's the way I've always been. When anyone tells me I have to do something, I don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
And then Ryan, I don't get to see it like his face isn't cool anymore. It used to be cool, like to see it in person.
Is it because it's half dark?
No, because there's like no beard on it. Beard, you're supposed to have a beard.
I don't know. Sorry, it's coronavirus. Maybe shave.
What about you, Dave, too?
I'm at a 5, I would say.
Is Hannah working from home?
We're all work. Yeah, we all have to work from home. I'm not worried about my job or my company. I can do this remote, and the company's been pretty good, and we're a big corporation, so I don't see anything there. Hannah's job's already started to cut positions. There's a sense that if she doesn't agree to go and visit the nursing homes and start swabbing their patients, checking for coronavirus, like, oh no, you need to do this kind of, they're putting pressure on them to do that. So that's, you know, kind of scary a little bit. But just having the kids home, it's just like, I can't, God, I hope they go back to school in April, but I don't see it happening. They're already talking. We've got all these e-learning distance stuff that we're going to send you at the end of the month. And, you know, having to take time to try to facilitate that in addition to try to run meetings and all that, it just kind of, yeah, like I have no problem. I'm going out for essentials. I'll go grocery shopping. I'll run those errands. I don't have a problem with that. Cause Hannah doesn't want to. But it's just like, it just sucks that everything is shut down. And so you get that feeling that you just can't do anything. Yeah, I can get up and go for a walk, sure.
And but, I'd like to point out, you should. Everyone should.
Yep. But it's just the pain in my ass. Sure. I don't like it.
I got you. What about you, Ryan?
Here.
Probably. I'm feeling pretty chill. But I feel like I could see switching. I'm ready to go from probably a 4 to a 7. Like, I'm like just watching for those key signs that turn me to a 7. But right now I'm pretty chill. And 4, I think 4 being pretty chill is still like, I'm not going out. You know, I'm basically avoiding any unnecessary outing.
Other than like, you know, the pet store.
Except for the pet store.
Guinea pigs needed food.
Well, animals would die. And then, animals then you would eat die.
And everybody's happy.
I think most people would think that's fairly necessary.
It is necessary right now, but give it a month. We'll see.
Well, here's the thing. We order. We have the food on order, but because
Amazon's all slow.
Everything's slow. It didn't get in there in time, so that's why. So it's not like a long-term problem. It's just a short-term problem.
I actually went and got dog food today, and like I got the last bag of the dog food that we normally get. So people are freaking out about dog food, cat food, and
dogs
shit like
can
that.
Eat everything, man.
Yeah,
the supply chain is there. It's just people just are buying a shitload out of it.
And yeah, there's just a little bit of a disruption, but it'll even out. I think. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how things happen. So, anything you guys want to tell your kids about the state of the world right now and what your hope is for the future as they listen to this in 20 years?
Nah.
It's looking good. We're doing everything to make sure your mom survives.
All right.
And we're going to watch a bunch of movies.
Okay.
I'm going to make the guys watch one movie the same movie every week.
Ryan's never going to do that.
What movie should we watch?
Hey, I'm still on my fucking, what do you want to say to your kid, goddammit? Fine, I'll go. I love you guys. I miss you guys. I'm sure I'm dead. It's been 20 years of viruses killing the world. But, you know, we had a good run. Good life. Be good to each other. You know, take care of each other. Be each other's best friends. Watch out for Griffin. That fucker will stab you in the back if you're not watching.
He'll stab you in the fucking front, dude.
He'll just walk right up to you.
You think this is the apocalypse? The apocalypse is here, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how the future rolls out, but I'm hopeful. So,
Ryan.
Get back to school, sons of
bitches. Oh, I thought he was talking about his kid. I don't know. He got another kidney.
Are we a socialist country yet? If not, move.
Yeah. Gee, I've been saying this for years, kids, and hopefully it's fixed by now. If not, Cyber Bernie. Vote Cyber Bernie.
Cyber Bernie 2048, baby.
UBI, UBI.
Have you guys noticed it does feel in some supermarkets and stuff like what people must have gone through in like Russia and stuff during the, during the outages? Like, we've never ran into that in our entire life. Like, I get annoyed sometimes when I'm like, oh man, they're out of fucking Juju candy bears. Like, that was like my one thing back in the day.
You didn't eat Juju candy bears, though.
Yeah, I did. Like, a long time ago, they were one of my favorite things. And then they would be out. I'd be like, oh man, I can't get Juju candy bears. But now it's like entire bread sections just gone. I'm like, huh, I can't get bread today. Interesting.
If you're a vegan, it's pretty good, though.
Eat grass, I guess.
No, you eat those vegan, like, fake meat things.
Those are like $1 billion.
Yeah, but they're still there.
That's true. Nobody because they're them. $80 yeah, for
that,
a pound.
That is kind of funny, like when people take pictures of stuff. They'll be like, you know how they have like whatever Manhattan clam chowder versus, you know, like Boston clam chowder. And they'll be like, even if you're hungry, no one wants to eat Manhattan clam chowder in Boston. Like, everything's sick except is like, no Manhattan.
Yeah.
I did see one thing that I thought was pretty funny is like they... Remember in Titanic, Ryan, I know you love that movie, when everyone's getting in, the guy's playing the violin, he's like, it's been a pleasure. It's been a privilege playing with you. And they're all playing. Right? So there's people like standing in front of like the toilet paper just like playing that exact song. And that's, I was just funny. Like,
hey. That is funny. Yeah. The Rapunzel one is funny too. I like that one. What was it? Like, I don't know. Her whole life she was in quarantine and she's from the Kingdom of Corona.
It's yeah.
literally the name of the game she's that. From. And she was in a tower in isolation for like 18 years or whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
But, I mean, that's just because that whole movie has a sun motif. But it's funny. It's still interesting. All right. Anything else anybody wants to say? Or can we move along to video game time?
Well, Dave, dude, come on. Dave, too. What do you say to those boys?
He did. He said, nah.
Nah.
See?
Go to school.
He's like...
Bug your mother.
I think 30 years from now? God, I just hope that they're alive.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
Well, of course. This virus doesn't affect the little kids.
That's I'm true. Not talking from virus. I'm talking from killing each other or...
That's one thing I
going
did
going out in a blaze of glory, you know, that kind of thing.
I did get, like, some toys for Orange. Gosh. For just in case we get into, like, one of those, like, bad situations. Like, he's in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood. Joy's in a bad mood. We need to, like, pull out some new toys or something like
just
that.
Chuck just a to fucking make his... toy at him. Fuck you.
Just to make his day a little bit better. Because it sucks not to go outside and play. And...
Hey, we're still going outside. We're going
to parks.
We're
going our kids are still going outside
in the backyard.
And
if there's nobody around, I don't mind going and doing stuff. Especially in our backyard. There's a huge backyard.
I think that's even been recommended to, like, open your windows and you know, like, to get shit out of your house. And
sunshine. I did see, like, 8 kids playing basketball today, so, yeah.
That's something. See, maybe this will turn... People will get so sick of being inside on the internet that they'll actually go outside again, and, like, kids will go form bike gangs again.
Yeah.
God, I miss bike gangs.
All right. Yeah. Well, I got shit to do. You guys got shit to do?
Yeah.
Always have shit to do.
But yes, for my son, I would say, remember, do not trust Leo.
That's my Leo.
Don't you remember, like, when they went, like, they were over here one time, and, like, Griff was like, I don't know, he was like 2, and Leo was all like, ah, jump and play with me, and all of a sudden he was like, Griff was all like, the fuck are you doing to my dad? Ah! And he met Leo, and then Leo's crying, and I'm like, Leo. It's like, that same thing would happen with your dad. It's like, just beat him up, and then he just cries a lot. It's okay.
Yeah, but your car would be fucked up.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, never be weary of Leo. He will destroy your infrastructure.
In 20
years, it won't matter.
Yeah, he's gotten really good at video games, though. We've been playing a lot of, like, car racing games, and I'm like, all right, get good at video games so that you can just stay at home if you want to and make money streaming.
But that's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up, because ESPN, they ain't got shit to do, so they should really make some sort of deal to start streaming esports. Because
did you see that they had Marble Racing on?
Yeah, I did.
I did.
Marble Racing, yeah. I think that was mostly a joke, but
it was mostly a joke. But yeah, it was great.
But that's
was like...
serious. Like, this might push some esports into more of the mainstream if that's all that they can get and they choose to get it.
I can see that for sure.
All right.
It's funny.
All right, let's move on. We got a fucking world to deal with. Adam, if people are still around, where can they get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, check us out on Facebook's at Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and drop us an email about which movie we should watch continuously for the next 8 weeks at the Geeks Next Door. FTW, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
And yes, I know, kids, internet, we're still on internet version 1, and you guys are on, like, mindframe version 8, so so it doesn't really apply, and emails don't exist because you can just telepathically send messages to people. But back, this is what we live in. This is the world we live in. We think it's pretty cool, and then yours is probably more cool, but we still think ours is cool. So.
Yeah, you should have seen what our great-grandparents had to go through.
Yeah, they only had internet version 0.5, so yeah.
They didn't even have any.
I know. Our grandparents had BBS boards. Fuckers.
They had a cell phone connected to wires.
That's pretty sweet. Okay, everyone have a good week. I hope you're enjoying your self-isolation and you find some joy in isolation.
I found joy in isolation.
Right, and she said, go buy me some stuff.
Remember, she said, for men, inability to arouse is a very important significant what's the word I'm looking for?
Indicator
of coronavirus. So test your man frequently. All right, have a good week.
Remember, life finds a way.
That's a dinosaur.
Na, 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 na.